Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi, let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
And welcome back to the Everyday Saturday podcast. Sam Crowley, you are overthinking. You are overthinking. Hey, that's the topic of today's show. Don't think. Become an entrepreneur. Hey, before we get going any further, I just want to let you know how happy I am to have you, the dreamer, the doer, the entrepreneur, joining us for another awesome Everyday is Saturday show. You can listen on iTunes. Every day we put out a brand new podcast dedicated to the abnormal species on planet Earth, which happens to stand for, as I said in the intro, above normal. Now, you can also go to everydayissaturday.com, click on the podcast button and listen there as well. But if you go to iTunes, you better, man. I mean, you better leave a five-star review. Not for me. Oh, no. It's not about me. It's about all the other dreamers and doers and people looking for hope and inspiration and motivation. How are they ever going to find the show if you don't give your feedback? That's what it's all about. Can we all just march as one together down through Champion Estates, leaving Averageville on our way to Saturday? That's what it's about. It's about you. So, hey, it's Sam Crowley. I don't want you to overthink when you become an entrepreneur because, boy, I'll tell you what, life is hard enough. The one thing I stopped doing when I hit the Pennsylvania State University at the end of August in 1986 is I stopped thinking. And I just said, you know what, I'm just going to start doing things. Because I found when I thought about stuff, I was Mr. Analysis by Paralysis. Now, some would accuse me of never thinking, and sometimes they're correct. But when you are an entrepreneur and you got to make things happen, you got to create momentum, you just got to go do something. Today, I want to give you a few things that you can do today to get going on your journey and start making money and start having the freedom that you so want, that you so richly deserve, because that's what it's about. And seriously, it's about living a life that has zero regrets, as little as possible. You may be a little bit older, like this 45-year-old podcaster. But doesn't matter. You can start right now. You know that, right? Like I don't know how many more stories I have to share with you about individuals who started later in life and just crushed it. It's just great. And it's not anything other than just they said, oh, well, the hell with it. I'm gonna start thinking. I'm just gonna stop thinking. I'm just gonna start doing. Okay. Can we all just say we're gonna start doing? So today, I want to give you a couple ideas. What can you do? A list of product ideas that you can launch literally today. Today, if you want to. How about an ebook that you can sell on Amazon, for example? Oh, I'm not a writer, Sam. I don't know how to write. I never wrote. Okay. Neither am I, and yet I have a 350-page bestseller. Is it a bestseller on Amazon? That's another thing. If you bought my book, have you gone to Amazon and left the five-star review there? But I don't know what a bestseller is, but I got a great book. No More Workdays, The Journey to Making Every Day Saturday. And I'm not a writer. I partnered with a great writer, Candace, the great Candace Morehouse, my assistant, who has written hundreds of novels in her life. She loves to write. I hate to write. I love to speak. She doesn't like to speak as much as me. So we got on a teleconference call and we did I don't know, 10 or 12 maybe audio sessions, 1 hour each. And I relayed the Every Day is Saturday story onto Candace and out came the book. In written format, maybe a month later, month and a half later, 350 page paperback book, like a real printed book, name and photo, everything. Now, I'm not even talking about all that. I'm talking about a Kindle book. Here's a couple options for you, okay? You got to create content. I was on a great mastermind hangout, just ended like a little less than an hour ago. And I have a group of 12 to 13 people. If you're listening right now, you guys are awesome. And we were talking about step one. On your journey to Saturday, you need to become a content creating machine. You got to say it. I am a content creating machine. Just say it. It feels good to actually say it. You know, you'd be surprised. It feels really good to say it. And you say it with such authority. I am a content creating machine. Because why do you want to be a content creating machine? Because nothing's going to happen, at least online, if people don't identify you with your content. And that could be something as very simple as an ebook on Amazon. It's one example I gave. And if you want to write a 60-page ebook, which would be about the average size of most of them out there, you write one page a day for 2 months, 2 pages a day for 1 month. Or if you want to get real sassy, write 6 pages a day, and in 10 days, you got your Kindle book. You go to Fiverr.com, smack a designer on that baby, and there's your cover. Boom. You're out the door. That's a great piece of content. And let me tell you something. Don't poo-poo a 60-page ebook. I mean, that's nothing to sneeze about, because most people never write any book, you know? And so if you want to write a 100-page book, 200-page, go for it. Do it. But I'm just saying, it doesn't need to be anything spectacular in the sense of this huge novel, 400 to 500 pages. Let me tell you something. You crank out 10 or 12 ebooks at 60 pages a pop, you can monetize those things pretty good. And guess what you put inside? Links. Links to where? Links to products. Links to your website so you can build an email list. Very subtly just sprinkle them throughout the book, and especially the About the Author section. Let me tell you, you can start speaking at your chamber, Kiwanis, local Rotary, places like that, and here you are, an author. You can buy my book on Amazon.com. What about coaching, consulting? Do we have any coaches or consultants in the room? What about one-on-one calls, group coaching, weekly calls, mastermind, hangouts type things? I just described I did a hangout for 12, 14 people just an hour ago. All right? Each person paid $200 to be on the hangout. The mastermind, and they're recorded, transcribed, and delivered to them in PDF format. Now, that's intellectual property being shared. You have a tremendous amount of intellectual property, but do you have an audience? Maybe you don't have an audience. Well, why don't you let people know? Does anybody even know that you offer coaching and consulting? I got to give credit to Jerry Mills. Jerry, if you're listening, thank you so much. Jerry uses Google Helpouts, not to be confused with Hangouts, Helpouts. And Google Helpouts is where you can actually charge people by the minute or by the increment, an hour, whatever it is, half hour, hour, to be on your Helpout, where you're helping, training, doing some training. Jerry actually does those at no charge right now. Doesn't mean he's always going to do it, but he uses it as a lead-generating tool. So go to Google Helpouts, or just Google that term, and you'll be able to see more about that. But monetizing your intellectual property, in my opinion, it's never been easier. There's so many different formats you can use. You know what I mean? Like we talked about doing an ebook, doing a webinar series, a hangout, anything like that. You know, recording it. You do a Google Hangout. You know that's recorded on YouTube, right? And you know, as immediately when it gets hosted on YouTube, you can download that video from YouTube. For example, I use Firefox in my browser. I can download the video from YouTube, remove it then from public consumption, and then package it privately. Isn't that amazing? Like, you record a Google Hangout, and it gets loaded onto YouTube automatically because Google owns YouTube and they work together, and that's the platform that you use. And then you turn around and download that video off of YouTube, if you want to do this, if you want to make it private. And rather than just making it private on YouTube's platform, you want to edit it, bring it into whatever Windows Movie Maker, iMovie, whatever editing software you want to use. Check this out, man. See, this is pretty cool stuff. And when I was a kid, none of this stuff was around to be able to monetize your passion. But then you download it, and you edit it, chop it up however you want, use 15, 20-minute increments, whatever it is, and then you sell it. Amazing. Sell your Hangouts. Sell the webinar. Sell this information. Take it off of the internet and put it in your private collection and sell it through a membership site or something. Or reload it back on the YouTube in 15-minute increments and put it on a private playlist. I mean, there's so many things you can do with this content. What about audio? What about a monthly teleseminar training series for a month, 2 months? I talk about back in the day when I did my first teleseminar series and nobody showed up. you know that story, right? And I had my wife go upstairs on the phone, and I had her be the only person on the teleseminar series. Yeah, that was called the Everyday Saturday Blueprint Teleseminar Series. Now, after the first week, more people showed up. But yeah, week one, man, nobody showed up. So I said, hey, Ann, do you upstairs jump on the phone? Just pretend like somebody's on. She goes, you want me to go upstairs? Yeah, and get on the phone. I mean, somebody's got to be on, right? Can't just be talking to myself. What about writing some sort of a white paper or something on a system that you've developed, you know, or a problem that you are solving right now in the marketplace? You know, you don't need to necessarily sell that. You can give that away through lead pages, a landing page, create some sort of autoresponder, get AWeber, get response, any one of those, and just say, hey, give me your name and email. I'm going to share with you this 6-page white paper. I've put together a professional document to help you through the problem you're having. Now, obviously, this is for your target market. Where's your target market? Let me tell you something. There ain't nothing more dissected and split up and served to you on a silver platter than Facebook. I mean, the good news is Facebook knows a lot about you if you're on there. The bad news is Facebook knows a lot about you if you're on there. But the good news is when you're marketing, you can use all of that personal and professional information that people are sharing to then target them for somebody who is who's going to be an end user of yours, right? I mean, there's so many ways. What about blog? Are you a blogger? You have a blog. What about taking your top 20 blog posts and packaging them together and make that your ebook? You know, make them different chapters in an ebook. If you have anywhere from 400 to 600 words, you know, make them very small chapters in a book, a little, you know, how-to manual type thing. See, you got to stop thinking. You know what I mean? And you just got to start understanding that once you create, first of all, nothing's going to happen if you don't create content. You understand where I'm coming from? I mean, you have to create content. Or here's the other thing, though. Let me just say this. And so I know some of you may be thinking, well, Sam, I can become an affiliate. Yes, you can sell other people's content. Absolutely, you can. Absolutely. If you want to become an affiliate marketer, the only thing now you need to provide is the market. You need to provide the list. You need to do the promoting for somebody else's product. The beauty of it is in that relationship is you don't have to worry about delivering the product. You don't got to worry about lending any support, post-purchase, any kind of support like that. You just promote, sell, get paid, and you're out the door. Now, if you're allergic to product creation and none of these suggestions I just gave sounds real good to you, then hey, use other people's products. Go to ClickBank or any one of the other affiliate marketplaces and start promoting their product with your own unique affiliate link and make some money. But here's the thing. Do something. You know, I mean, you can't sit around and analyze and say, you know, I'm going to try that, but I think I'm going to put my own. No, no, please, please don't go saying I'm going to put my own spin on it or my own. No, you don't need to. You don't need to reinvent the wheel, my friend. Let me tell you why. Because you're going to go broke. You're going to get really busy. I was telling somebody on our mastermind hangout today as well. Like, Sam, I'm really busy. I say, oh, that's really cool. You know, I know a lot of really broke, busy people. They're broke, but they're always busy. You know what I mean? I mean, don't confuse being busy with being successful. You know, we can all find ways to fill time in our day. The problem is we only get 24 hours a day, 168 hours in a week. You get it. I get it. President gets it. Everybody gets the same amount of time. What you choose to do, man, that is like, that's the holy grail. That's everything right there. Like what you choose to do with the next hour, once you stop the podcast, when it's over, you don't stop earlier than that. You understand that, right? I mean, you keep listening to the show till it ends. But once you stop the Everyday Saturday show, what do you do with the next hour? Do you implement what you just learned? Hopefully, I just covered something and a light bulb went off. Hopefully, something just went, ding! I got it. It's a Sam Crowley moment. And you're thinking, I got this, man. I'm going to create this piece of content. You know, don't be like the other people out there like, oh, yeah, no, that sounds good. No, that sounds, oh, of course it sounds good. Of course it sounds good. But you need to do something with it. So here's what you're going to do. You are going to create content today, not tomorrow, not someday, one day, because that isn't on any successful person's calendar. You're going to do it today. I don't care if you write the first page of your first ebook today. Do something. I don't care if you utter the first word of your first audio. Just do it. I don't care if you click the record button on your first video for YouTube today. Just do it. And I certainly don't care about all those limiting beliefs. Everything in your past that's holding you back. I don't sound good enough. I don't look good enough. I don't write good enough. Hey, that ain't happening, man. We don't allow that. You can argue for your excuses and you can have them. I'm not going to do that for you. I will not enable that because I know you're better than that. You are a miracle. My name's Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.